Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, playing shorthanded after five players were suspended for disciplinary reasons by Mike Woodson, including starters at Xavier Johnson and Parker Stewart, the Hoosiers succumbed to yet another woeful second half in losing Tuesday night at Northwestern 59-51. It's the first back-to-back losses of the season. Trey Galloway, Anthony Leal stepped in as starters Tuesday night. Galloway 13 points and 5 rebounds, tying career highs. And as Coach Mike told us postgame,
I couldn't be happier for a group of guys. You know, based on what we had to go through, they came out and they fought and played their butts off. Just didn't have enough coming down the stretch. But we had good shots on the perimeter where we just didn't make. And Trey had some looks, you know, down low that he didn't make. You know, we got all the necessary things both ends of the floor, you know, to win games.
Jackson Davis suffered through another subpar game offensively, scoring 13 points. He had 11 rebounds, but he was only 1 of 5 in the second half. 32% shooting for the Hoosiers in the second half cast doom on the outcome. 1 of 8 from behind the line, and they missed 4 free throws to boot. Cats outscored them in the second half, 33-21. On to Michigan State, catching the Spartans now on a 2-game losing streak. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Women's basketball coach Terry Morin hoping for no slippage of play after the Purdue victory and sweep of the Boilermakers back on this Sunday. Now it's Illinois, and they've had their problems coming off a 3-game COVID-19 pause. Today they've dropped 4 straight. They come in only 1-6 in the Big Ten and 6-12 overall. That being said, here are the Hoosiers, ranked 6th still in one poll, 7th in the coaches' poll, trying to win at 17th tonight over at the State Farm Center in Champaign, but more importantly, extending minutes from the bench core. Caitlin Peterson, how about that game that Chloe Moore McNeil had against the Boilers? Grace Wagner.
It's been important, but it's something that we talk about often, you know, about, you know, the bench. And Kate Peterson has come off and has done some really nice things for us as well. Grace Wagner. And then, you know, Chloe, it's just a matter of when your number is called and you being ready. Yeah, I thought Chloe came in and knocked down her first few shots. We know she's going to play hard defensively. I love her length. We challenged her because she is such a great rebounder.
First career double-double with 11 and 10 against Purdue. 8 o'clock tonight at the State Farm Center. The IU women back home against Michigan State Saturday at 3. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.